The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the host and the guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.
Good morning. I'm Ron Ferris from Boopa Productions.
Are you listening? Ba 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 boo. Ba 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 boo. And I'm Dan Lynch from Daniel's Video Productions.
Yes, he's back. It's Tuesday, August 23rd, 2011, and this is Volume 1.
I'm going out on a limb here and saying chapter 25.
No.
26, I mean.
26.
Half a year.
6 months.
Half a year sitting here staring at you.
Half a year.
You didn't even bring in any cake or anything.
No,
unbelievable.
But, you know, you called in last week about me not bringing in food, and here you are sitting there eating your Pop-Tart or whatever it is.
And brought in a celebratory Pop-Tart.
Apple, too. Enjoy.
You want a bite?
Munch. No, I'm fine. Munch. This is the R&D Radio Show. You're listening to us on 1110 AM WCCM or online at www.1110wccmam.com. If you're shy, you can email us at tips@boopa.com. We have a guest today. Today's guest is Newman. And we will be discussing the U.S. Postal Service.
Really?
Good morning, Newman. Hello, Newman.
Good morning, gentlemen. Dan?
Noomi? Nice can I say Noomi?
You can call me Noomi. Yeah, Newman's good.
No, no, we call him Newman. His real name is Rick.
Where does Newman come from?
My real name is Ricky Trinito. Newman comes from Seinfeld, the mailman.
All right.
When I first married my wife, which is Ron's wife's sister, so Ron and I are brother-in-laws.
No, I wouldn't admit to that on the radio.
Well, I was going to say unfortunately, but don't say it too loud. But no, I'm proud to be Ron's brother-in-law. But
so you got sucked, you got pulled into this
back
family,
in the late '90s. Ron says, "Hey, did you ever see that show Seinfeld?" I'm like, "Huh?" It's like, "No, I didn't see it. There's a mailman on it. You should watch it." So I tuned into it and I got addicted.
Ron watches everything.
Now he's Newman.
Now I'm
Newman.
Yeah. All right. Hello, okay. Newman. You can reach us at 978-687-8005 or toll free at 877-687-8005.
We'll I love the Richie Cunningham shirt that you're wearing today, Ron. While I'm thinking about that, go ahead, continue with your schmear.
Oh, thank you. My Richie Cunningham shirt, okay.
Or Opie.
Well, you do have a
Opie
point.
Opie Cunningham.
Yeah, I kind of see that.
As always, you can listen to any of our shows online, anytime, 24/7, on our podcast at www.boopa.com/blog. Click on the R&D Radio Show link, and you can hear all of our shows. And if you want to hear the hiatus shows of the Wedding Tip shows, those are on there, too.
We got to make a new thing there. Jingle or whatever, a new advertisement for our show, because it still comes up the Wedding Tips Radio Show, Ron.
Yeah,
when are we going to fix that?
It's nostalgia.
Okay. As long as you have a reason.
No, but we'll do one.
How was your vacation?
Yeah, Dan. Tell us about
It was wonderful.
Mount Washington.
If you've never been to the Mount Washington Hotel, it's a beautiful, very relaxing place.
I was there, I'm going to say, maybe 10 years ago when they were renovating it. It was all old and crackly.
I've heard
so
about
what'd you
that.
Do? Did you sit on the back with your wife and stare at the mountains all week?
On the veranda, you mean?
Yeah. Well,
yeah, we sat on the veranda.
Held hands and just
a few
like
drinks. Well, they got. Are you familiar with the cave that's down on the bottom floor there where the shops are and stuff?
No. With the chains and the... Oh, I'm sorry. That's the one on Route 114.
Well, what it is, it's
caves.
It's a room where during the Prohibition days, people used to have to know the secret knock to get into this place.
Okay.
And when you go into it, it really looks kind of like one of those places, you know? Yeah. And there's a bar in there. I actually was able to perform Billy Mallon down there, too.
Oh.
Yes, Billy Mallon has now been performed in the... Shadows of Mount Washington, I guess. So,
How was the weather?
I thought you would go up the top and shout it from the mountains.
Actually, well, the first day it was still a little inclement, but not awful. You know, mostly cloudy. You know, it stopped raining not long after we got up there, but you couldn't see the mountain, so we couldn't wait. We didn't see it till the next day.
Right.
And so, we actually took the Cog Railroad up.
Very
up Mount
nice.
Washington, yeah. Did you do that when you were there?
I did not, no.
Yeah,
we
that
just
was
went for
that
the
was
day. It was a day trip.
I couldn't believe how many people were hiking up the mountain.
Whoa. Oh yeah, there's a lot of hikers up.
And it was a beautiful day. I mean, it was gorgeous. I was in a t-shirt up on the top of the mountain, and we went up with sweatshirts and stuff because you know how mountains it gets cold as you go up. It was beautiful up there.
Did you go through Conway at all?
Yes.
So
North Conway. Up along 93 and Franconia Notch
and
all that. Yeah.
You didn't stop at the Muddy Moose like I told you to.
No, I did not.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right, enough of his boring vacation.
I'll be totally honest with you. I think I forgot about the Muddy Moose as soon as the word evaporated in the air after you said
it. No, I figured
I just, it's because, like you know, I just get so much going on.
Yeah, I know. You're such a busy guy. Hey, how's this one? From U2 to Radiohead, Paul Simon to Prince, pop artists aim to assimilate modern sounds and styles of their work. But Bob Dylan is different. Isn't that right, Dan?
I saw Bobby the night before last.
That's Dylan sold out House of Blues show Sunday.
It was an amazing show.
Where scalp tickets were going for more than twice the face value.
Wow.
Imagine
wow.
how much money you could have made, Dan.
I would not sell my ticket to see Bob Dylan.
Was further
Unless
proof
I've...
of his never-ending tour intends to reclaim rock and roll from its own evolution. So it was a good. Your
How old
review
is he?
Did
he have a pulse?
He's 70 now. He's 70. Yeah, but I'll tell you what. He's got more of a pulse. And
did he sing "Everybody Must Get Stoned"? That everybody must get stoned.
See, that's the only song you know. See, so guys like you, you know, all you can do is pick
that was
on
his trademark song.
But anybody who has actually sat back and
my friend.
Where was he appearing?
Yeah, that's another classic.
Where
and
was
Lay
he?
Lady Lay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are the songs you guys know.
Where was he? Where did you see him?
House of Blues in Boston.
Oh, okay.
You're right outside the center field.
Oh, yeah.
Grandstands
of
Fenway.
Fenway Park.
Yeah. 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 But no, he for a 70-year-old guy, I was very impressed. Now, I've seen him a few times already anyway, but
yeah.
I'm never dissatisfied.
Okay.
I'm sure some people probably would be, but not me.
All right, let's get some questions for our guest here, Newman,
aka
Rick, about the U.S. Postal Service, because everybody always has their complaints and about the Postal Service, and maybe Rick can clear some of those things up for us while he's here.
Questions like, how come I get someone else's mail sometimes?
Yeah. No,
and how do I know someone else isn't getting my mail?
Well, I can give you the most common question about all the people, customers out there is, how come I got my mail at 5 o'clock yesterday? Well, a very simple solution on that. Usually when the mailman, your regular mailman is out, whether he's out sick, which is a lot because us mailmen tend to call in sick a lot. You know, I don't work in the rain, so when it rains, I call in.
What happened to the old adage?
Rain or shine, sleet or snow.
That don't count anymore, huh?
I'm getting sick and tired of that saying. If it rains, I'm not going to work.
Rain, it's the first one.
All right.
I never big on credos.
Anyways, they want to know why they get their mail late some days. Well, if your regular mailman isn't there that day, what they do is they'll sell off the route to other carriers.
What does that mean, sell off?
Break off the route into like 6 1-hours. Usually the route's 6 hours.
And do you get paid more for that by
no.
doing someone
well,
else's
yeah,
route?
Yeah, exactly. What you do is you have to do your own route first, which
Good.
Can take you up to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Then you go do that hour piece for overtime. So that's why, basically, you get your mail late sometimes.
Now, do you have to go back to the post office to get that mail?
If it's ready, you can bring it out with you. They'll have different people setting it up in the office. But
Noomie, your mail's here.
Yes, Noomie.
What about junk mail?
Oh, that's what keeps us going. That's like 45% of our salaries is the junk mail. If we didn't have junk mail, I might be doing what you guys are doing right now. Nothing.
Well, The way the post office is going, it's looking like a lot of postal workers might be doing nothing, because the talk now is that there's going to be laying off what, about 120,000 people.
120,000, but that's wow. Carriers, that's clerks, that's management, too. That's where all the money's going, is the management. I mean, these guys are making, some of them are making six figures and more, and there's no need for
it. Now, what's the reason for that? Is it because email,
the
internet?
The computer took over the world.
Yeah.
And one of the big things was the post office. People are paying their bills online ridiculously right now, and that really killed us.
Sure.
And the bulk mailing rates, the Lord & Taylor magazines and all those Victoria's Secrets and... They're cutting back because we raised the prices.
And then you get your FedEx on top of that.
Well,
and
UPS rules the world. Yeah. There's no question about that. Right. They are the number one company out there. And I hate to say it, I do love my job, but it's coming down to, it's called the postal company now instead of service. They're not really into service no more. It's all about numbers right now. Everything is numbers, numbers, numbers.
How long have you been there?
Going on 16 years in November.
Wow. God bless.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want to give us a call, we're at 978-687-8005 or 877-687-8005. This is 1110 AM WCCM, and Dan's here.
Hey, Bruce.
Yes, sir.
How come you laugh every time I say God bless?
No, it's the way you...
Because he sneezes.
Way you look when you do it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You blink your eyes.
You do the red skull in there. Thank you and God bless.
You got it.
If you're shy, you can email us at tips@bupa.com. And we're talking to Newman.
No, me.
A.K.A. Rick, who's a postal worker. Now, Rick, I love when this happens. I go, either my mail gets delivered or I go to my P.O. box, pick it up, and there's this nice, clear envelope, like last...
Envelope. Envelope.
You say tomato, I say tomato, whatever.
Bill, call in. Let us know. Envelope or envelope?
Whatever. Okay. The paper wrapper that is around your letter, a.k.a. envelope.
That's called a sorry envelope,
yeah,
basically.
The sorry envelope. Here's my sorry envelope. Ready? 2 weeks ago. I go to my P.O. box, pull it out. There's the sorry envelope with the cover of my TV guide. That was it. We're sorry. The cover of my TV guy.
You know, this is guy's work. We're supposed to be glorifying the post office.
No, because, to be honest with you, Dan, there's a lot of questions that's got to be answered out there that people just don't know behind the scenes what goes on. And he's making some good points. So keep eating your Pop-Tart and drink your water. And
well, let's get to some of the good points because, right. I mean, you're talking about cutting 120,000 people.
Yes, they are. Like I said, my job is pretty secure. I have 16 years, and if they do layoffs, they're talking 6 years and under for the carriers and the clerks and all that.
Bruce, do they have a toaster here?
No.
No, okay.
No, sorry.
I mean, I don't mind eating it cold, but
you know what?
Toasted is always better.
Wait a minute. That's not even a Pop-Tart.
No, it's more...
That's a generic.
Yeah,
it's a generic
market
pastry.
Basket, local, okay? I buy local.
It's a generic... Toaster pastry is what it is. It's not a Pop-Tart. A Pop-Tart.
You're the one who called it a Pop-Tart. You said he brought it a Pop-Tart. I didn't say nothing about a Pop-Tart.
Well, now I see that it's a toaster pastry. It's not a Pop-Tart.
You know what? I like these ones better. It's Market Basket. They're local. And you can go to any one of their 18 branches in the local area.
Bruce, do me a favor, Bruce. Remind me not to come here ever again.
Oh, no. You have to come because we'd like to see you.
You sure?
Of course. Right.
How do you deal with these two every week?
It's a breeze.
God bless. God bless you. Don't laugh. God bless you.
I wouldn't do that.
Anyways.
Was it something we said?
Well, in light of that, too, then I got another sorry envelope with a letter that was opened. The letter was open, and you said the machine does that?
They have huge machines in these big plants. The big plants are like in North Reading, Waltham. I don't know what's up in this area, but they have the big plants. The mail goes through the machine. It gets caught, and put in the sorry envelope.
The postal inspector's calling in. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You were talking about different incidents at the post office with the mail delivery.
Yes.
I live in West Methuen, and I was wondering why my mail comes between 4:30 and 6 o'clock. It's been like that for... a couple of months now, and it's very disturbing.
Okay,
that used to come before 12 o'clock. Now it's here at
Is it the same? Is it the same mailman or is it somebody different? Oh,
no,
it is.
It's the same person.
Maybe
it's
he. Oh, go ahead. What do you think?
It's the same person, huh?
Maybe he thought it was easier to switch it up or something, or maybe just to switch up the same daily routine where you're walking the same route all the time.
A car. He comes by truck.
All the
mailboxes are on one side of the street, and he comes by truck.
So you live in a mounted area. Your mailbox is on the side, so he doesn't get out of the truck. He just sticks
his
arm
out. That's correct.
Right. And you're getting the same mail delivery at the same time, basically, every day.
But it's later.
It's late. It interferes with with your routine. You work all day. You want your mail before you start supper and prepare everything for the evening.
All right, sorry to say, but there is really no time limit on when you're supposed to get your mail. Okay, 6 o'clock is the extreme latest. Nobody should be out in the street after 6 o'clock.
Well, I had appointments in work, and I didn't get home till 10 minutes of 6. I swear to God, 10 minutes of 6.
Yeah.
And that truck is coming around the circle, and I waited till he stopped at those houses and then came to mine.
Okay.
That's very late.
Is it a postal truck? Is it a U.S. postal truck?
Yes.
It is. Okay. I was thinking maybe because I know they do use subcontractors.
Yeah, some contractors.
But she says it's the same gentleman.
No. You know what he may do is he may do his overtime piece for us. Did you hear me a couple of minutes ago talking about overtime?
They purchase an hour overtime.
Right. He may do his two-hour overtime.
But you're thinking he gets that every day?
And then, there's
vacation time. She said it's been the past 2 months?
July, August is vacations. But he might do his overtime, ma'am, first, which is 2 hours, and then do his regular.
Well, that's not very considerate to his regular.
No, it's not. I don't agree with that at all.
Delivery people.
You're absolutely right. I mean, I can't speak for the person, but he should be doing his own route first and then doing the overtime.
It seems
after
to me, unfortunately, somebody's got to be that last stop. And ma'am, I think it might be you.
Dan, you made a good point.
Neighbor sits outside having a cigarette, waiting for this guy to come.
Yeah.
And his family is, taking care of their business and having supper.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fair, especially when you're waiting for medication or something important.
I agree.
Exactly. I don't blame you one bit, ma'am. I don't.
I've had that situation myself. My mail was coming like 9 o'clock in the morning. Then all of a sudden, I wasn't getting it until 4 in the afternoon, 5 in the afternoon. I know
between 10 and 12 o'clock, I've always gotten it. I've been here 11 years. Now I'm getting it after 4:30, and it's very disturbing. I'm not happy with it.
Ma'am, how long would you say this person has been on that route where you live? Just a couple of months, you're saying? Is
it
a new guy? Or?
No, he's been here longer than that. I'd say maybe 2 years now.
2 years, yeah.
The other person retired.
The other one retired, okay.
It sounds like he switched up the route to me just to, like...
Well, they did some special inspections recently. They're cutting routes, and they made up new routes. They could have switched the whole route around.
Yeah, they're probably going to Kingdom Coming Back.
Right.
Exactly. They made the routes a lot longer, man. We used to be out on the street 5 hours.
Yep.
3 in the office to set up your route, and 5 hours on the street. Now... We're in the office an hour and a half and like almost a little over 6 hours on the street.
But you would think they'd have all the more time because they don't have that many mailboxes on the streets here and there. They've cut down on that. You would think those driving the truck have more time.
No, that's really not the case. You're talking at least 500 to 600 stops.
So you think they're giving them more than what they used to do?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. More stops than what they used to have.
More stops. Yeah. The average route right now is at least 100 to 150 more extra stops.
Extra.
And if they're going to be laying off 120,000 people, you might not be getting it until 10 o'clock at night.
Exactly. But, ma'am, Christmas is coming up, so just forget them at Christmas time.
Yeah.
No, come on.
Oh, we're supposed to think of our mailman?
Is better than no mail. Yeah. But
that's called a vote.
That's called a vote. We call that a vote. They vote for you when they give you a Christmas tip. They're voting.
Oh, wow.
That means we like you. Please stay with us. Here's a $20 bill.
Yeah.
Which you're not supposed to do.
We're not supposed to. Technically, we're not supposed to take it. But
what? Are you kidding me?
No, yeah, we're not supposed to take
it. The mailman and the newspaper
man. Yes, I know.
The newspaper man. It's no longer a paper boy. It's a paper man.
That's
paper
right.
Man. Isn't that awful?
By station wagon. Excuse me. And they give you a card.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
I've seen that, yes.
They give you a greeting card saying that they're happy to serve you and all that stuff. That's a hint. Remember, the holiday is coming.
The one I had last year was, we will be finishing up being your paper person at the beginning of December, so please leave your Christmas tip.
In other words, can I have some money? We have thank you cards. We don't do that. Yeah. When someone, you know, takes care of us, we have thank you cards. So we just give them thank you cards.
Okay, no, ma'am. Well,
we hope we kind of explained what you...
All right.
Okay. Thanks so much for calling.
Good luck with your service, ma'am. Yes. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. I enjoy the show, sir.
Thanks for listening.
You may want to just talk to your carrier, too.
It makes my day.
Good. I'm glad you enjoy the show.
Good to hear it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
So I guess... with you're doing more, it's like everything else, doing more with
exactly
less.
Everyone complains, but everyone's going through it. So
okay, we have another caller. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I live in Methuen, Capitol Street off Lowell Street. We used to get our mail up until about 2 months ago at around 12 o'clock. Now we get it about 3:15, and it's generally the same time every day now, and I just wondered, you know, why we were getting a little later.
I got the answer for that, sir.
Yeah.
Extended lunch break.
Did you look in the Dunkin' Donuts parking lot to see? No, I'm only kidding. No. They just reevaluated all the mail routes across the country, sir. Okay.
Yes.
Like I said, if you just heard, they added all kinds of stops. They just basically turned the whole routes around.
Yeah, so, and they used to deliver by foot, and now it's by truck, I noticed.
They're pulling by truck.
I'm glad I get the mail, but I just wondered why there was that difference after years. It used to be the other time.
Right.
That was all. Thank you very much.
Right. Okay,
you're welcome. Thanks for calling.
So can they tell you how to walk your route?
Yes, that we have racks in front of us, and we're in a cubicle, okay? Everyone has a cubicle, and there's racks in front of you with all the addresses on them, and you have to go in order when you hit the street. For instance, Main Street. You got to do Main Street, follow it by the rack, the way it goes, and so on. So someone's got to get their mail first, someone's got to get their mail last.
So they set it up that way?
Yes.
You're told how to walk your route.
Exactly.
Not that you can decide.
By management, right. We don't decide.
Oh, okay.
We could toy around with it once you get to know it.
We
can do certain streets differently. Technically, you're supposed to do it the way
So... these people that call, is this something that just happened within the past 2 months?
Yes.
Okay,
absolutely.
So that's probably the explanation.
Yep. They did, Ron, and what's your name?
Fred.
Fred. And Bruce.
Charlie.
They built these big machines to put the mail in order right now. We used to have to sort it in the morning. Now it's coming in already in order. That's why we're leaving to hit the street a lot earlier. We don't have to throw it and fiddle around with it and so on.
Yeah.
So they built these big machines. It's called an FSS system.
Ooh.
And it all comes in order. So basically we grab it, put it in the truck, and there's some mail left over that you got to rack and pull down, but that's
what they're doing. So it sounds like things should be quicker, but people are getting their mail later.
Exactly. Well, like I said, Dunkin' Donuts parking lot, I mean, if you see any mail trucks there...
All right, we're talking to Newman, a.k.a. Rick, who is a postal worker. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back. And if you want to give us a call, it's 978-687-8005 or toll-free 877-687-8005. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a dentist in the Lawrence, Methuen, or North Andover area? Dr. Arno Topp is dedicated to the practice of family and general dentistry. A graduate of the Tufts School of Dental Medicine, Dr. Topp has over 25 years of experience. The goal of Dr. Topp's office is to treat every patient in a complete and comprehensive manner. His experienced and friendly team will make your visit as comfortable as possible. Conveniently located at 100 Amesbury Street in Lawrence, Mass., call Dr. Topp's office today at 978-687-7811 and schedule an appointment. Emergency service is always available. Visit his website at topdentist.com. That's TOPPdentist.com.
Need a video shot of your special event? Look no further than Daniel's Video Productions. We specialize in wedding videos, music videos, or any video you might require to tell your story. Now capturing in high definition and burning onto Blu-ray or standard DVDs. From wedding vows to electric guitars, Daniel's Video Productions will capture the sights and sounds to last a lifetime. Don't trust your video to just anyone. Visit us at www.danielsvideo.com or call us at 978-590-4273. Daniel's Video Productions, making memories to last a lifetime.
Boopa Productions is one of the finest disc jockey services with a commitment to help you plan your music for your wedding. We understand that a wedding is one of the most memorable occasions for couples, and we are dedicated to making sure that yours is just the way that you want it. We are not an agency, but a family-run business. Personalized service is essential to ensuring that your wedding will be exactly the way you want it. That is why we meet with you before your wedding and discuss all of your special song selections, announcements, and introductions. On the day of your wedding, we take requests from your guest and any other requests that you may have. It is our goal to provide you with the best possible experience on your special day. Visit our website at www.boopa.com or call us at 1-800-882-2723 and let us answer your questions. It's your wedding, and we don't forget that. Boopa, boopa.
Boopa, boopa. Okay, and we're back on the R&D Radio Show. I'm Dan Lynch from Daniel's Video Productions. We got Ronnie here from Boopa Productions, and we got Newman, the postman, and we have a phone call. Caller.
Yes.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Yes, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Has the government ever ran the Postal Service? If not, why not?
Ever what?
The government, ran the Postal Service.
The government does run the Postal Service.
Because they do have plenty of money to bail you people out.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they print money, so they have no problem.
Oh, the post office is run by the government.
It
basically.
Is?
Yes.
Directly?
Directly, yes.
Okay.
We are government employees, yes.
Okay, I thought it was a separate enterprise.
No.
It's not, okay.
We are run by the government.
Sure, I'm
on the air.
Okay.
Any other questions?
No, that explains it. I was told it wasn't.
When are you getting your mail, sir? What time of day?
Am I getting my mail between 2 and 3 o'clock?
Perfect time.
I have no problem.
That's perfect.
That's a perfect time. Perfect. That's what time I get it.
Have these mailmen been time studied?
I'm sorry?
Have they been time studied?
Yes.
Because I used to get my mail earlier.
Right, right. Like I said, were you listening a few minutes ago about me?
I was.
Yes, about the route changes and everything.
Route changes, right.
Yes, exactly. How many checks in the mail do you get a week?
One a month.
One a month. So you must be retired.
I'm afraid I am.
God bless you.
That's all direct deposit.
Are you older than Bruce?
1932.
Ooh,
you got him
by, no, you're younger.
No, he's got him by 3 years.
He's a youngster.
3 years.
Still.
35 for me.
Well, we're close, yeah.
Yeah, we're close.
So what's going to happen to this Postal Service?
Well, first of all, they're talking about cutting to a five-day delivery.
Right.
That's been talked for 30 years now, but I think they're really serious about it now. They could save billions of dollars a year just not paying me to go on the street to deliver the mail, for one thing.
So even raising the price of stamps isn't helping then, right?
Not really. The Internet killed it. Yes, the Internet killed it. I don't think raising the price of stamps, they might have to cut another day's delivery, and they'll save a lot of money. You're talking salaries, you're talking gas.
Yeah.
For the trucks?
Well, it's a compound problem, yeah.
Yes.
Because people are telling me they're not even mailing Christmas cards.
Sir,
stamps, you know?
Yeah, speaking of stamps, did you know that in Holland they're going to be releasing a golden earring stamp?
Golden earring.
golden.
Did you know that, sir?
No, I didn't.
Well, now you know. You tell all your friends, too.
Dan, I think he could care less.
All my gay friends.
His gay friends. Oh. Thank you. Very good. Thank you.
I'll have you know they're a very good rock and roll band, sir.
Good. I'm glad you said that, sir. Thank you so much. You know, Dan just has to mention golden earring.
I've covered all bases.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, he got it in, Dan.
Bruce, did you cut that?
No.
You got your golden earring in there.
Yes, I did.
It's okay.
At a price.
And they're putting them on a stamp.
Yes, they are going to be on a stamp. A national. In fact, would you like one if I get some?
No, that's quite all right. Yeah. I'll cancel it if I get one.
Listen to your Judy Garland. I don't care.
Gentlemen, I do have one more issue I'd like to speak about.
Who came in?
You too, Dan. Yeah. A lot of people say, I didn't get my mail yesterday, and it was snowing out. Well, did you clean your sidewalk? You know, no. Well, that's why you didn't get your mail. Right. They preach on safety 101%, and they tell us if the stairs, walkway, etc., are not shoveled, we are entitled not to go up to your house.
That just seems like common sense. A person with common sense would know.
I feel bad for the people that work 9 to 5 that can't shovel this.
But guys like you want to be delivering in the snow anyway.
Well, if there's a couple of stairs, I will go up, and if it's safe, I'll do it. But if you got 6, 7, 8 stairs that aren't shoveled, and there's like
you saw a snowflake, you'd be calling in.
I'd call in. Okay. Well, no, I work in the snow. Oh, you don't get wet in the snow. The rain.
We get another call.
Good caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question. We've been receiving our mail just on a regular basis, but during the month of June, for a period of 2 weeks, a number of letters and prescriptions that we get through the mail never showed up, and as to the best of our knowledge, they've never been returned to the sender. And we're trying to figure out, where in the blazes did that mail go, and why didn't we ever receive it?
Is it an unscrupulous mailman?
Did you say it was 2 weeks, sir?
Around two weeks? No. The mailman is good, and we questioned the post office, and they said, all we can tell you is if the mail shows up, we get the mail, we'll deliver it to you.
Right. Whatever
it
comes in goes out.
Checks or anything. It was just we had some prescriptions coming through the mail. We had some bills that had to be paid, and we missed the payments because we never received the mail. And it's never been returned, and it's never came here.
Okay, question. You said that happened for a couple of weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks, and that was it.
Okay, now, do you live in a single-family home?
No, we live in a condo.
Okay.
And, you know, but it's like a townhouse that we live in. And our mailboxes are down the way here, and we go down to pick up our mail.
Okay, I might have an answer for that.
All right.
The regular mailman, when he's not on, okay, and someone else does the route, if they don't recognize the name, they're going to send it back.
All right.
Meaning, like my route. I know everybody on my route. I know someone can say, where does Mr. Griffith live? I'll say 216 Westerly. But when the regular guy's not there and someone else is doing it, if he doesn't recognize the name that's on the rack, he's not going to deliver it. Is your name in the mailbox? Your last name?
No, it's just a number. And this is what our regular mailman said. You know, he says that probably happened when he wasn't on, because one day a week he doesn't do this route.
Yeah.
And he said that the guy that was taking his place was probably just delivering mail by the numbers, and he doesn't have a clue what numbers go with what names.
Right. Well, there's your answer. It's just sad to say when the regular guy isn't on, you're not going to get the service.
Well, where did that mail go to?
Return to sender. It's supposed to.
Yeah, well, the sender said, I know Express Scripts. We're getting some stuff to them.
Yeah,
and it never went back to them.
You spoke to the management?
Right, you said that.
You spoke to management about that?
Yes,
you
did.
Yeah, and you never saw that mail ever again, huh?
Never again.
And they were your prescriptions, that's what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Prescriptions.
Wow.
You know, it kind of reminds me of when I was a paper boy, when I was young. There was one day when I didn't feel like finishing my route, and I threw the rest of the papers in a pond.
You know something? Automatic termination if that happens. So many people have done that. They throw mail out and
really
the mailman. Oh yeah.
Oh no. See, I was a kid when I did that, and I only did it once and never did it again. But always felt guilty after I did it. But
Well, you know, I've heard of we had postal worker in Lawrence years ago, and he was known for that. He would just take the whole bag of it and throw it in the canal.
Oh my.
You know that's bad,
especially if you're waiting for, I can see, prescriptions and stuff.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for calling in.
So, out of all the names in the hat, why Griffin? Who's Griffin?
There's a Griffin that lived in my room, so I just...
One of these pain in the neck?
No, he's a nice guy. Yeah. He's a nice guy.
You just happened to think of him right
off. He's a $20 voter, so I take care of
him. All right, okay.
And that's another thing, too. You know... When people give you, you know, money at Christmas, you tend to give them better service. You do get your grumps, your grumpy people, and, you know, they don't want to give you the time of day. So they get their mail last. No, I'm only kidding.
Hey, Ron, while I'm thinking about it, will you walk out with me? I have a feeling there's going to be a bunch of post office workers waiting outside this station when we get out of here.
Didn't you get them note? To wear your Kevlar vest? I put it on the thing, wear your Kevlar vest.
How'd you send it? By mail? Yeah. It probably never came.
It got lost in the mail. But back on the safety, yes. Once winter comes, please shovel your sidewalks the best you can. You know, you're just not going to get your mail, depending on the mailman, too. But, they, you know, safety is number one in the post office. They preach on safety big time. So.
Now, when you walk up to a house that has, like, a set of stairs to get up to it,
like
16 total. Why do you have to ruin the freaking... You know what? Never mind now.
I was just going to say to him, you would never deliver at your house. I was going to tell him you would never deliver at your house.
Do you, like, look at these stairs and go, oh.
Well, I know what to expect on my route when I'm
coming
up.
But yeah, here we go.
Yeah, I'll curse you on my way to the stairs. Yeah, okay.
And I never give a vote.
It's like, why doesn't this guy?
I'm gonna have to give a vote.
What do you have, a mail slot? Don't tell me you have a mail slot, Dan, on your house.
It's a mailbox at the top of the stairs, up the path.
Well, why don't you put it on the bottom? That's why my knees blow out all the time, because I got to go up the stairs.
I don't want people going through my mailbox. We got a call though.
Okay.
Boy, this is getting hot.
Go ahead, caller.
Oh, you guys are slightly crazy.
Good morning.
Well, you know, we try not to be.
Oh, but you're fun.
Thank you.
I just feel like I really want to say, you know, when my mail comes late, I will sometimes wonder why is there a problem? But I certainly would not be mad at my mail delivery person. I would be like, well, they must have had a really hard day if they're still working later than usual. And you know, I don't understand people.
Right.
And I do understand people waiting and when it's different from the routine. I mean, I understand. I'm not complaining about that. I'm just saying I just wish people would kind of try to look at it from the delivery person's
very good point.
Now I have to say, I don't always remember. In fact, I frequently don't remember to...
Okay.
Leave anything nice for my mail deliver person every now and then I do, but you know it's not consistent. But they're terrific, and I got to tell you, the people at the post office in Salem and Methuen, which is where I generally wind up being, are terrific, and they stand on their heads to try to give you good advice and help you figure out things, and they're wonderful.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Let me just add one thing. Years ago. Okay, back in the 70s, 80s, there were no, we have scan points, meaning we have scanners with us.
Points, votes,
they want to know where we are now, okay? Years ago, the mailman would have his route done by 11 o'clock and hit the bar.
That's it.
That was the old expression. Now, we can't do that. They want to know where we are. So they're putting out all kinds of barcodes on 9 different mailboxes on your route, and we have to scan them every half hour. So we are out there all day now. Mm. The post office has changed 100%. No more bar rooms.
Nomi, where are you? Nomi, where are you?
Right, exactly. So, yes, we do work hard, man, because, you know, the weather has a lot to do with it, too.
And, man, you know what? You sound like you're happy with your mailman, but if you looked at what I'm looking at right over here, you'd want your mail at the right time or you'd give this guy a hard time.
Well, no. I guess that's not particularly in my nature. But
no, thank you. No, but that's nice that you're...
compliment.
It's nice to get some kind words because it's always, you know, people, whenever there's a complaint, everybody's so loud about it, and it's a rarity that someone like you would call and give a compliment. Thank you.
I think it is important to let people know when there's a problem, too.
Absolutely.
Right. Absolutely.
I mean, you need to check it out.
It goes both ways.
Find out what's going on.
But it is good to hear the positive.
At the same time, I just feel like it's, you know, you need to every now and then just say thank you. And
absolutely.
I frequently can't say thank you with a present or whatever, but I try to let people know and to give kudos and I really, the vast majority of the time, I don't have any complaints.
Ma'am,
I can tell you a couple of stories.
The word thank you goes a long way.
Thank you. Sometimes I offer like spring water or a lemonade or a banana bread.
Yes, I mean,
yeah, and that's more my style.
Right.
Yeah.
That means it's worth the weight in gold.
So
it means a lot.
Thank you so much for the call. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Nice lady.
It is. And it's today, I mean, you really don't... Service today is a lot of times, like you said, it's postal service, which you feel is kind of the name gets lost.
Exactly.
Today with service, most of the time, I'm finding you go for service and you have to follow behind them to make sure they're doing what they're supposed to do.
Right.
And they're the professionals. And so it's nice to get someone who recognizes that and likes to say thank you.
Right. Sure.
You know, not a forced thank you, but one from the heart.
What are they vacuuming out there? Is that what that noise is?
Did you bring your bike? Because
I think
they're towing it.
Oh, you think they're towing it? Why do you have to pick on the bike?
Snowplow.
I'm just picking on whatever I can with you. You know that.
Oh, you got your bike with you today?
Man? Yes, I do.
Looks like rain.
Huh?
Looks like rain.
Oh, here we go. That's what that noise is.
Oh, that's thunderstorm. And you didn't take the bike to New Hampshire. You took the car.
Well, because it was raining the day that we left. But you know what? It just seemed to make sense.
I just want to bring up Best Pizza. They're going to the United States. Boston, Best Pizza.
Where?
Centopio.
Nice.
Oh. Centopio.
Nice. What do you got?
I want to show you.
The lamb is
our show's coming up this Friday.
Okay.
You know? Opening night.
Yes, we got a rehearsal tonight.
And I got my shirt last night.
The Wicked Real Housewives of the Mob, Boston.
Wow. Ron, what's that? Is that triple X?
No, double.
Oh, double. Okay,
yeah,
double.
Let's make sure. But
Bruce got a chuckle out of that. I see you laughing over there, Bruce.
Debuting this Friday, Calhoun's.
Now, what's going on? Is it already the tickets already sold for this?
Because
they weren't
going to
do a full house on this one. I heard.
No. Well, this is kind of they're limiting the ticket sales on this one. It's kind of and I don't know if they even have any tickets left, but they may. But it's not only the debut is this Friday, but it's also on September 9th and 30th.
Right. Now, are they going to be sending out flyers and stuff through the post office?
Through the post office? No, we use the internet. Just kidding, no.
Dan, that hurt.
Woo! But no, it's $46, and you get a Calhoun buffet, and
you
see this great interactive show.
Yes.
That Dan and myself are participating
in. Yes. You more so.
Yeah, but you've got a big part in this, you know.
Really?
Sure, as the cameraman, you're moving all through the thing. Yeah.
I'm just going to feel like I'm doing one of my weddings.
No, because you have a director that's telling you what to do.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, because you're part of the show. You're part of the show, Dan.
Is he with us?
It's his Friday night.
Is it
night.
Me?
No, it's his
know.
Friday
oh.
night.
No, I hear what he's
That's
saying.
Right.
I'm trying
night.
To be dramatic here. Why? This is radio. Trying to be dramatic.
Okay.
He's still got amnesia from New Hampshire.
I don't have amnesia. Now, he sends out this email. Like, it sounds like it's all of a sudden in the middle of a conversation that him and this woman were having.
Yeah.
So I get it, and all I wrote was, What's going on here, or whatever, you know? And he's
what
like,
"What am I missing?
What am I missing?" You know, I mean, in the middle of a conversation, so I just wanted to be brought up to speed.
But isn't this your zombie time right now? Like, it's 10 o'clock. You get out of work.
Well, I look at Ron and I'm feeling like a zombie.
Because I mean,
right
you look
now.
Horrible. I mean, I'm just you know.
But I look better than you.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Good thing this is radio.
Yes.
Didn't you have a rehearsal for the play?
I'm sorry?
No rehearsal for the play that you're doing?
Oh, yeah. Okay. We've ever heard.
Well, where was he?
He's got to come tonight.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, last night, they showed some guy on the news. I guess he's in trouble for some statutory rape. Did you see that? I'm somewhere around here. He was a music instructor at some school for young kids or whatever.
Yeah.
And showed his picture, and he's only like 3 years older than me, but he had like white hair and falling apart. My wife said, "You look really good for your age."
Oh,
she loves me.
She does. I don't know what was the drug she's been on?
That hallucinogenic thing,
yeah,
that you mean?
I don't know what it is. It's got to be something. Oh.
Oh, boy.
So, hey, Bruin schedule's out.
I thought we didn't talk sports here.
Who said we didn't talk?
I'm going to the Red Sox next week.
Ooh.
Red Sox Yankees Wednesday night.
Wow.
Yep.
Whoa.
Wednesday night?
Yeah.
Got rehearsal. You do. I don't.
Yeah.
Need a ticket.
Sure.
They're opening against Philly.
Wow. That'll be a good game.
October 6th. It'll be on Versus.
Now, who did we lose? We lost a couple of guys.
Yeah, we did. We lost. Off the top of my head, I don't even remember now.
Is it an awful?
Yeah.
Should we be talking about the Patriots? I'm really surprised you're wrong.
Yeah, we could talk about the Patriots, but the Patriots.
Beep, 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 beep. When's the opening day? They got one more practice? One more practice game, and then we get going? Beep, 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 beep.
My mouth is sealed.
Bruce, I gave up my morning for this.
Imagine that, huh? Did he take you for breakfast?
What? No.
He missed me last.
Hello?
You know what? Ron ate one of my Pop Tarts here.
Oh.
You still have a Pop-Tart? No, you ate them both. You ate both of the Pop-Tarts.
I thought you were going to say it's not a Pop-Tart.
It's
but
not.
Go ahead.
It's not. It's a toaster pastry.
Generic toasty.
Toaster pastry.
Generic from Market Basket.
Wow.
So, well, you want to speak of the patent. Haynesworth got off of his charge. He pleaded no contest. Yesterday.
What was that charge? I missed that.
He supposedly, when he went to pay a bill, he stuck his credit card down a woman's bust and fondled her.
How do they do this stuff? How do these guys do this stuff?
Why do they do it?
Because they have money. That's my
they
opinion.
Have the money. I mean,
they think they can get away with.
Right. I mean, it's something that you and I would think about, but that's as far as it goes.
Right. I mean,
think about it like 10 times a day.
Think about what?
Never mind.
No, okay. I'm just asking. I mean, because I don't.
Ron, look at him, Ron. Take a look at him.
I know. He's half asleep. He's half asleep.
Take a look.
He looks good, though, but you know, he's.
Well, for a guy his age, he does. He looks wonderful. So,
oh, you guys are just like.
ganging up?
Pick on Dan.
No, I mean, so handsome.
Well, Dave.
Hey,
you know.
Lex Luthor.
Yes.
Lex Luthor.
Right.
The Lex look.
Yes, Mr. Luthor. Okay.
They want to, the 49ers and the Raiders.
All right, enough of the football.
Oh, you
no, I just...
Change your mind?
We got 1 minute left, and you're going to be talking that stuff?
Yeah, 2.5.
Oh,
two and a half, okay. That's enough time to deliver how many houses, Rick?
2.5 minutes.
One.
By foot or by truck?
By hook or by crook, I don't know.
Well, if you're walking.
Well, if it's tracked, then the houses must be spread out a little bit, right?
Three houses.
Wow.
There you go.
Three houses.
You ever, like, in the truck and drop something on the ground and have to get out and pick it up?
Lies.
Yeah, absolutely.
You ever sometimes drop stuff and just leave it?
No, I'll get fired for that.
Okay.
I am guilty of one thing. What? If I come up to a house and I have a piece of bulk mail and that's it, I'll skip it. Because, I mean, it's just a piece of bulk mail.
Whoa, did you hear that?
I'll deliver it the next
Did you hear
day.
That here on WCCM radio?
Hey, tell them the other thing. When you park your truck, what do you have to do? You can
park your truck, you got to curb your wheels, put the emergency brake on.
What's so hot about that?
Seat
What's so hot about that?
Seatbelts.
It's just something that's part of the job.
Part of the job.
Well, that's why
if you see a mail truck parked and the wheels aren't curbed, that guy could be in trouble.
I like their style. There should be some sort of uniformity.
Uniform? Yeah, they wear uniforms.
And that do you still wear the uniform? Do you,
no.
What happened?
We
your shirt all untucked and stuff. You look like one of
those
untucked my shirt.
Actually, I kind of look handsome in my.
Do you?
Yeah, male.
You got a little cute
little
hat.
Okay, well, you're going to have to look handsome at another time because.
Okay.
We'll be back next week.
And we're anticipating the arrival of the new Golden Earring CD that comes out end of September.
Oh, okay. Want to thank our guest today, Newman.
Thank you, guys. It was a pleasure. I had a lot of fun. Bruce, can you hear me?
Always a pleasure.
Okay, I thought you were sleeping there for a minute. But thank you so much, Bruce.
Checking out the computer.
Don't lie to him, Bruce.
Thank you, Rick, for coming.
Guys, thank you. It was a pleasure.
I'm Ron.
I'm Dan.
I'm Rick.
And we'll see you next week.
Stay cool, but don't freeze.
The opinions expressed on this program were those of the host and their guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.